Did Lyndon cross a security cordon to get to the Prime Minister?
No. Lyndon did not cross the security line.
That's Louis Eraglou. Adamant, Lyndon did not cross a security line.
If anything, there wasn't a security line. When we arrived, we weren't told of any so-called security line, or we weren't communicated to. We were just doing what we would normally do in any similar situation.
I asked Louis about the reaction from the Malaysian PM.
The initial reaction, he sweeps past Lyndon. He would have heard Lyndon. Lyndon was clearly a few decibels above everybody else. And he was polite and he was respectful, but he asked the question. You know, Jacob, you probably got one stab at a question, and that was the one question that Lyndon decided to ask. Not only once, but twice.
Louis was confused. He thought that they were doing the right thing and were just following the local media.
We made no contact physically with the Prime Minister. The local police authorities did that for him. He asked Lyndon, who are you? What are you? I don't know who you are, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And Lyndon, you know, said, yeah, there's a press conference. Like I said earlier, we just followed the other media.
After a quick conversation with the authorities, Lyndon and Louis were escorted back to their van and photos were taken of their equipment and passports before being sent on their way. However, on the way back to their hotel, the police pulled them over.
As we drove, we were pulled over by the police and then re-detained. That's when we were asked to go to the police station.
Would you say that you ever felt like you were in any danger?
Did I ever feel threatened? No, I can't say I did. By then, the fact that our executive producer knew and the fact that DFAT knew, I was comfortable with that and, you know, I was respectful with the police and they were respectful to us. But I knew that the pass was being held meant at minimum we probably wouldn't be able to leave the island. We were potentially going to be used as an example and to send a message to other media outlets and to local media too. International media is one thing. It's the local media too. It also sends a strong message as well. If we were sort of charged and arrested and whatnot.
Their translator paid bail for the pair. 6 hours later, Lyndon and Louis were allowed to leave the police precinct. Prior to leaving, they had to fill out various statements detailing their account of what had happened earlier that night to satisfy the lawyers from both sides. From there, they were told to go back to the hotel and hurry up and wait for further instructions.
And all the days blended into one. And, you know, we probably got about 2 hours sleep in that 2 days.
On the Monday morning, the two were given their passports back but were asked to remain in Kuching, only to find out that night that, to both of their disappointment, the charges would be placed against them. At 1 a.m. that night, Louis received a phone call from their lawyer, Mr. Tang.
He said, Lyndon. I said, no, it's Louis, the cameraman. And he said, yeah, Louis. I'm downstairs. I said, oh, okay. And he said, I've got some news for you. Can you come and let me in? Went down and saw him and I knew straight away from his body language that it was good news.
Mr. Tang informed the two that the charges were being dropped and showed them written confirmation from the chief of police detailing the terms of their release.
What do you think made them release you?
I guess you could call it a backflip. So something happened between that time. I mean, all these decisions are, I guess, not made by the police. I'm pretty sure that these are, especially matters that they're international, above their pay grade. I'm not sure exactly who, but somebody has told them to basically let us go. But, the more it drags on, the more the story's going to snowball and or open up a can of worms, which I guess was their biggest fear.
Although Louis is no stranger to being detained overseas, having mentioned his previous confinement in Iran with colleague Tim Palmer, his biggest worry was one that was closer to home.
My biggest fear was my daughter's birthday is on the 27th of April. So I thought, okay, you know, if heaven forbid we do... we did get locked up. I was going to miss her Sophia's birthday, and that was upsetting. Everything else I can deal with.